It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is feeling a lot of heat this week, and so are its neighbors. CPR's Stina Sieg has more.
Other states also feeling the heat.
Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California.
Brianna Bilo is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. According to the agency, Denver could see several days around 100 degrees this week, and even the mountains are expected to hit the 90s. Bilo says Grand Junction could surpass its all-time high of 106. Daily highs in Grand Junction aren't supposed to dip below 100 until at least Sunday. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Spots in Arizona and Nevada will be in the 120s this week. Colorado Springs is celebrating its 150th birthday. They had a party Saturday. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
From bands to blacksmithing, contests for best bonnets and beards.
Let's judge some beards.
And old-timey baseball.
Touting the manly sport of baseball.
Colorado Springs partied like it was 1871 Saturday. Mayor John Suthers was decked out in period finest. He said there's a lot to celebrate, especially after this past year.
It feels really good. Cities need to mark major milestones in their history, and 150 years is a milestone.
Suthers said he hopes residents are celebrating that history and people like founder General Palmer, but also looking forward to the future. The city was officially founded on July 31st, 1871. Other celebrations and activities are planned for next month. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
U.S. Representative Joe Neguse plans to introduce a bill to prohibit the use of ketamine during arrests or detention by police. Neguse says the death of Elijah McClain in Aurora underscored the need for regulation, while some law enforcement and EMTs argue that ketamine is necessary for public safety. Representative Neguse.
I think it's clear that this drug should not be administered outside of a hospital setting so that we can ensure that folks are safe and that what happened to Elijah McClain doesn't happen to anyone else.
Neguse's bill would deny Justice Department grant funding to states or local governments that allow ketamine to be used by law enforcement outside of hospitals. It's in the 90s and close to 100, even above 100 in parts of Colorado through this afternoon and for much of the rest of the week. This is CPR News.